Hey everybody, welcome to this sneak peek of Making Waves podcast with Tom Prather. In today's clip, Laura Morton, a 20-time New York Times bestselling author, discusses the importance of empowering young girls. If you want more, make sure you check out the full episode in the show feed. Please enjoy this Making Waves sneak peek.
I think what's so important is that the younger generation understand they do have a voice, they do have opinions, they have ideas and concepts to share, and if we haven't taught them to use their voice, then they won't speak up at the conference room table, they won't ask for a raise, they will be okay getting 75 cents on the dollar that their male coworker is getting. And they will live in that world of inequality, right? And, you know, so I teach my daughter to use her voice. And listen, parenting, that's not easy. But I'd rather parent her to use her voice so she knows how to do that in the world than stymie it.
Do you find that there's a gray area with that, where when to use your voice? Meaning, you know, so I'll give you a great example. I have a 8-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old son. They've been in my business and come to the office and come to the studio, and they've come to shoots. You know, I wanted them to see what daddy does. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to get that experience and have that world and life experience. Sometimes I'm learning that there's that gray area where, you know, my daughter was upset she wasn't coming to New York today. And she started writing on my notes. And I'm like, this is my job, you know? But there's that gray area of empowering them, but knowing when to use that assertion.
It's funny that you're saying this, because I think there is a little age appropriateness there going on. But yes, I do think that, I can't speak for your kids, but I can make the leap. Your kids have lived in a pretty adult world. Mm-hmm. And my daughter certainly has. You know, we've exposed them to things that a lot of kids don't get to see, right? We've looked behind the curtain. You know, most kids don't understand the inner workings of how television is made, and or get to meet the people that they get to meet. My daughter, you know, she's pretty unfazed by all of it, and therefore believes that she's every bit a part of it.
Right. We're in the same boat.
Right. So, you know, there's a good, you know, there's
especially when you have a daughter that's been in TV commercials and she
right
sees you as a peer in her head.
Right. You know? Right. So, you know, it is a fine line that we walk as parents to keep them as children. Yeah. And it's one of the reasons I left New York City. I just felt like keeping her in a smaller community that was a little slower in terms of lifestyle would balance out all of the other stuff.
So she goes to school?
She goes to school up in upstate New York.
Okay, upstate.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a gift. Yeah. You know, it's a gift for her to have that. My daughter is a very big, and I think a lot of parents deal with this, because I think that we're living in a world where kids, you know, are exposed to so much in terms of media and what they see on the internet. And even if we limit where they can go on the internet, they're still getting a lot of messaging. And so I think a lot of parents deal with this, and particularly I think with young girls over young boys. My daughter wants to grow up faster than she wants to stay
a
kid.
It's a constant slowing down.
Yeah. So that's part of, it goes back to that disconnect. You know, I gave my daughter an iPhone so that she could stay in touch with me while I was on the road. And I wanted her not to have to go through somebody else to get to me. And it's backfired a little in terms of...
At what age did you do that?
This past year. So, at 9. But it's backfired a little bit. One, she forgets to take it with her all the time. But when she does have it, she's not very responsive. And so, and I don't want our communication to be through the iPhone. But it's a tough tightrope that we walk,
yeah.
You know, and especially now, you know, as a single mom, it's hard because I really have to balance my time, and that's all she really wants.
Yeah.
That's all she really wants is that time and attention. But, you know, even Oprah said when she left her show, she said that all of her guests, it didn't matter what walk of life they came from, they all had one thing in common. They just wanted to be acknowledged. And I keep that in the back of my mind because I remember that my daughter, my friends, my family, they just want to be acknowledged. They just want to know that you hear them.
Well, thanks for listening to this sneak peek. If you want to hear more, listen to the full episodes in the show feed. You can find all the relevant links right in the show notes. Check out Making Waves Podcast for more information and YouTube for video versions of the podcast. Don't be a stranger. Reach out on social media. Let me know who you'd like to hear next on the show or just say hi. And if you've enjoyed what you heard, please tell someone you know and help spread the wave. So thanks for listening. Have a great day and go out and make some waves.